Here's the latest audio research news from the Transmitter. Genetic Background Stairs P10 Syndrome Traits by Holly Barker. Low genetic diversity across a person's genome predisposes those with P10 variants to neurodevelopmental conditions, a new study suggests. The findings may explain why people carrying the same P10 variant often experience different clinical outcomes. Among people with neurodevelopmental conditions and P10 variants, increased homozygosity, which occurs when a person carries the same variant in both copies of a gene, is especially pronounced among genes involved in neuroinflammation, synaptogenesis, and axonal guidance, the study found. Those pathways, which have previously been tied to autism, suggest that what we're observing is meaningful, says Adriel Kim, laboratory genetics and genomics fellow at Nationwide Children's Hospital, who carried out the work as a graduate student at Case Western Reserve University under the supervision of the late Karis Eng. Changes to the gene P10, a tumor suppressor, can cause a condition called P10 hamartoma syndrome, which is linked to several types of cancer. But not everybody with this syndrome will develop malignancies. Up to half are diagnosed with autism, often combined with immune dysregulation. That diversity in outcomes is independent of the type of P10 variant. Family members who share the same variant don't always show the same phenotype. Instead, the syndrome's clinical variability may stem from variants in other genes besides P10, initial evidence suggests. Immune dysregulation among people with P10 variants is linked to differences in human leukocyte antigen HLA genes, according to previous research by Eng's lab. And greater diversity of HLA genes corresponds to better responses to cancer treatment, other groups have shown. Yet genotypic heterozygosity could explain diverging phenotypes more broadly, the new findings suggest. More specifically, people with P10 syndrome who also have a neurodevelopmental condition show more homozygosity of common variants than those without a neurodevelopmental condition, according to the new study's genotype analysis of 376 people. Those variants tend to be involved in neuroinflammatory pathways, further analyses showed. In addition, people with P10 variants who also had cancer were more likely than the rest of the participants to show homozygosity among ultra-rare variants of genes that modulate cell death. Notably, 14 people with neurodevelopmental conditions also had cancer. But the age of that group overall, between 4 and 18 years old. In contrast with the participants without neurodevelopmental conditions who were 16 to 60 years old, means that we can't rule out cancer development in later life, says Jason Lurk, professor of neuroscience at the University of Oxford, who was not involved in the study. The 57 people with autism in the study show more homozygosity among genes involved in differentiation and chromatin structure regulation than do the 60 participants who have other neurodevelopmental conditions, such as developmental delay. The findings are a reminder that the genetic context can skew a variant's presentation, says Alicia Lane, a PhD student in Victor Fondes's lab at Emory University, who was not involved in the work. In basic biology, we try to reduce variability. We have clonal cell lines where every cell, theoretically, has the same DNA. But in people, a variant's effects might differ dramatically based on each patient's genetic background, Lane says. Further analysis identified 12 modifier genes that may predispose people to any PTEN-linked neurodevelopmental condition and 11 modifiers specifically tied to autism. Three of the autism modifier genes, CX3CR1, BST1, and DLG1, are known to have strong ties to autism. The findings lend support to autism's multiple hits hypothesis, which posits that variations in other parts of the genome drive autism in people with known variants, says Tycho Turner, assistant professor of genetics at Washington University, who did not take part in the study. Using the data gathered from the participants' genotyping, Kim and her colleagues created a computer model that used the homozygosity present in a person's genome to predict whether that person had autism or cancer with 76% accuracy, the study found. The results were published May 20th in NPJ Genomic Medicine. Analyzing the diversity of common variants could plug a crucial gap in genetic research, Turner says. We're really good at finding single variants with large effects and combinations of variants, each with very small effects. But everything in the middle is super hard. This approach is, what I would say, the next step. The same methodology could be used to investigate differences in genetic background between autism subgroups, says Brian Lucart, professor of neurobiology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, who was not involved in the work. Identifying homozygous variants among autistic people with and without social problems, say, could get to the heart of what autism is, which to me is the biggest question. This audio was created using artificial intelligence. Stay up to date with the latest neuroscience news and perspectives at thetransmitter.org. Follow audio research news on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.